Above, oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. For heaven is nearer and the way grows quick clearer, for I'm in the glory land way.
That's good news. That's good news, and we sing it like we believe it. That we're in the glory land way. God has seen fit to watch over us and bless us with life, health, and strength, and with the wisdom and the privilege and the opportunity and the desire to come again and worship him in spirit and in truth. And we're glad that he has watched over us, kept us safe, and brought us again to this place that we might worship him in spirit and in truth. In your Bibles, turn in your Bibles, if you would please, to the book of Philippians. That's in the New Testament. Book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians, chapter 4. Let us read a few verses from Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech you, dears, and beseech Syche, that they may be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, keep those women which labored with me in the gospel. With Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, with others who helped out, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is where? He's at hand. Praise God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Why? And the God of peace, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Trusting God. Trusting God. If you love me, keep my commandments. Be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46 and verse 10. When we wait on the Lord in prayer, we are not wasting our time. We're giving honor and respect. We are investing our time as opposed to wasting our time. God is preparing a place. He's preparing a place, I may say two places. Both you and the unrighteous. God is preparing a place, and we don't have to worry about what goes on, about going into eternity. Down here, we are concerned about where we're going to live, what street we're going to live on, what kind of house we're going to have. God has that already prepared. So we need not worry about that. Lord God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? Do you not rule both heaven and all the kingdoms of the earth? That's the God that we serve. Have faith. Be not troubled, but trusting in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No description is given by the traveler in the Old Testament. He was going back to Jerusalem because there was upheaval there. There had been wars there. He had gotten information from those that were carried from Jerusalem as captives about the conditions of Jerusalem. His journey was approximately 2 months just to get to Jerusalem. When the official caravan arrived in Jerusalem, it was bound to attract attention because he had the favor of a foreign king that gave him workers and also gave him funds to buy trees so that they can have those carpenters do to make this and to make that place or house or whatever the case might be. So they attracted attention when they arrived in Jerusalem. Three special enemies were named. You heard of a fellow by the name of Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem. They were enemies of the children of God in Jerusalem, the place that God had placed them. But no matter where you are, where you go, doing the work of the Lord, there will be challenges. Everybody is not excited about us doing that which pleases God, living a life that pleased God. Tobiah, Geshem, and Gashmu, terrible enemies of the people of God. Sanballat was Nehemiah's chief enemy. And the fact that he had some kind of official position in Samaria only made him more dangerous to the people of God. When you read in your Bible in Nehemiah chapter 2, Nehemiah's appeal was positive. He came with all faith and trust, believing that God was working with his people. And he could, because of the gift of God and the help of God, he could get the city which was torn, rehabilitated, but rebuilt. And he went on a marching duty before he talked to anyone, all researching the challenge of what needed and what needed to be done to rebuild the city. Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, they were enemies of the children of God. And as he did in his prayer, he identified with the people. He identified not only with the people, but he identified with their needs, what it would take. He went on a night vigil to determine what it would take. The city was a reproach to the Lord. That's in your Bible in Nehemiah chapter 1 and also chapter 4. But the hand of the Lord was with him and with them. That's all you need to, that's all we need to be concerned about. Doing that, making decisions about doing that which pleases God. And if we know that we are doing what God is pleased with, we have no worries. No matter what the challenge is, what the difficulty is, we have nothing to worry about. We sing a song called Whole. Whole to God's unchanging hand. God can be depended upon. He's not feeble. And I think one writer says, I can do all things. Through who? Through Christ Jesus, because he does what? He strengthens me. Nehemiah knew. He knew that he was a child of God. In other words, he knew who he was. He knew who he was, whose he was, and why God had blessed him to go back to Jerusalem, a city of his that was in ruins by his enemies. Nehemiah knew that he could trust God. And before he began his work there, he did a survey at night, told no one who he was and why he was there. And after he had done his survey, it was then that he called the warriors in Jerusalem, men that he could depend upon, and explain who he was, why he was, and what, by the grace of God, we will be able to accomplish and rebuild in this city. It was a very critical point in who he was and why he was where he was. Church, brothers and sisters, let us never forget whose we are. Whatever we decide to do, that which is right in the sight of God, we always have him as our helper. And having God as our helper, how can we possibly, oh, you don't hear that. How can we possibly be defeated? It is to the credit of the Jews in Jerusalem that they accepted the challenge and said, let us, did you get that? Let us, not let y'all, not let them, let us rise up and build. Because the city was in a shambles. God's people was making their requests. They prayed to talk to God. They were not content with the way things were. They were not concerned about rocking the boat. They were willing to take on a challenge with Nehemiah's encouragement, with Nehemiah's help. Someone has defined leadership as the art of getting people to do because they want to do. The art of getting people to do because they want to do. Here, at this here church, meeting at 3201 Sunday Lane, we have and we are continuing to rally around God's calling. I don't believe, and we don't believe, that God opened this door of opportunity to build in this geographical area, to share his word, and to take on whatever challenges there may be in doing his will. And we need not worry, church. We need never worry in our lives. As citizens of God's kingdom, as walking with the Lord, and knowing that he is with us. Just as soon as God's people rose up, stepped out by faith to do his will, guess what? The enemies showed up. You didn't hear that, did you? I can be more definitive there, but that's more. Let's move on. Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, they had nothing to do with this endeavor. They were critical and they were against the Jews rebuilding the city that they had nothing to do with, especially the temple. Why? What do you lose? That's the devil's way. Nehemiah describes the difference. I mean, the different weapons the enemy would use. And the enemy has a whole bundle. Of techniques that they will endeavor to use to try to slow you down, to discourage you. You mean you are well, that one might come too close. But trust God. What is the benefit of being a member of the Church of Christ, of being a son and daughter of God, if we're not going to trust him? We can do nothing by ourselves. No need for that. Trust God. The enemy, the Jews' enemy, once they heard what Nehemiah was there for, they began to criticize. They began to criticize and they didn't stop. Just about everyone who has ever accomplished anything has always faced challenge. And most often, ridicule. Our Lord and Savior, guess what? As we read the Bible, he was ridiculed. His life was tested. He was mocked. And he even went to a cross. But even at that, think about it. Even at that, when Jesus came to that time when they came to the Garden of Gethsemane to arrest him, gave him a dishonest trial, and he was crucified, put on a Calvary's cross, he never, ever changed what he came to do. He did not let the devil stop, slow him down on what he came to do. We serve that same God. We follow, by the grace of God, that same prophetic example. Trusting Jesus. Jesus came trusting his Father, and his Father raise him up. They put him in and his Father brought him out. Heads we win. Tails we win. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Always remember, as a faithful child of God, no matter what you encounter, no matter what you endure, always remember whose you are. Remember whose you are. Nehemiah might have debated with those three men, those three enemy leaders, but he didn't waste his time. He spent his time on the people that were willing to follow him and follow his instructions. Don't spend our time wasting our time on those who may object. Nehemiah made three things clear. Rebuilding was God's work. The Jews were God's people. Who are we? Who are we We are God's people. And being God's people, doing God's business, it's impossible to fail. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, they were not allowed to have any part. And they tried to say, we want to come and help you. But Nehemiah knew that they didn't mean to help. They had no part in rebuilding the city of Jerusalem. Not everyone in Jerusalem agreed with their leader. Some of them cooperated with Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, which meant that they added to the challenge. But that did not slow down the people who had made up their mind about rebuilding the city of God. We are the kind of leaders, we are the kind of people following our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, doing what he wants to do, whatever the cost. Look what price he paid so that we might have a relationship with him. He sent his only begotten Son. Do we have a burden in our hearts for the work that God has called us to do? Again, do we have a burden in our hearts for the work that God has called us to do? Are we willing? Are we willing to sacrifice? Are we willing to see his will accomplished? Do we have the faith to know that he is with us? Are we willing to follow through? From my limited post of observation, two words, three words, if you will call this the middle word, a word. Without, you know where I'm going? You say, mm-mm. Without a, you know where I'm going? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Are we willing to sacrifice to see his will accomplished? Are we patient in gathering facts? Are we patient in planning our work and following it through? Same response. Two words. Without a doubt. Nehemiah, thank God, lived. But he did not live long enough to see the verse Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 58, which kept him going. That says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, not guess, imagine, for as much as you know that you what? You labor. Your labor is what? Is not in vain in the Lord. Ooh, ain't that showing off, pardon my colloquialism, but ain't that showing off good news? And the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sons and daughters of God, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, no matter how difficult the task, no matter how strong the opposition be, not try to be faithful Christians, trusting God. Therefore, be determined, be steadfast. With this resolve, it is always too soon I didn't hear you. It is always too soon to quit. Let our resolve, as sons and daughters of God, let our resolve continue to be God first, regardless. God's business, God's will first. knowing, like the Apostle Paul said, I can do. I can do. But he didn't stop there. He didn't put any limits on it. I can do what? All things. How? Through Christ Jesus, who gives me strength. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? For as much as you know that your what? Labor is not in vain in the Lord. Church, this is designed to just be a fireside chat to the people of God who love the Lord and who are determined to walk with the Lord and trust Him to bless us, to finish what He blessed us to start. And we know how to do that by His wondrous, wondrous grace. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Again, reiterating, for we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Thank God for the people that He has brought into His congregation over the years at this congregation. Faithful, trustworthy, committed, and steadfast. You know who you are. You know whose you are. And you know why you are. Therefore, our resolve is no turning back. Are you on the mark? Are you on the mark? Are you set? Therefore, that being the case, I have but one word. One word. On your mark, get set. Go. Go. Marching on. Let's just keep on going. There is a need. We'll fill it. Let's sing a verse of a song. My brother, you fight on. And then I'll conclude. Amen. I feel good tonight. You fight on.
You fight
all
on.
All right.
Yeah, you fight on.
Yeah. Let's sing it like we know it and sing it like we mean it.
You fight on. Keep your hand in God's hand.
And you do what?
You fight
right on.
Well, you fight on.
Just keep going. Don't stop. Just keep going. And hold on. Hold on. People might change. Circumstances may change. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. And He will bless us to handle every situation and every circumstances. Amen. I don't know why the Lord hid me in this way, but I don't question Him. You fight on. You fight on. And Nehemiah. That's a powerful story in itself. But I use another a different text tonight. Where are you tonight? Are you in favor with the Lord? Are you faithful to the Lord? If you remember the body of Christ, but you have not walked with Him, come tonight. Renew your covenant. Rededicate your life to the Lord. And if you're here and you're not a member of the church that you can read about in your Bible, that was preached by the apostles, you can change that tonight. Believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is indeed Lord and Savior, because you've heard the word. Be godly sorrowful for the life that you live contrary to the will of God. Repentance. Acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Confession. And be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness. Listen to this. Be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And God will add you to His family the church of Christ. He will adopt you as his son or daughter. You want to be saved. You want to make heaven your eternal home of abode. Now, we could talk about heaven for a little while this morning. I mean, whoa. a little while tonight about what a place it is. But so you might want to read. Well, anyway, I don't want to get started on another sermon. Yes, I do, but I won't. Praise God.
You fight on.
You need to come. You come.
You fight on. You fight on. You fight on. Well, you don't keep your hand.
Brother Burton, you'll take it from here.
God's hand. You fight
Amen.
On. Well, you fight on. If your brother treats you wrong,
yes.
take it to your brother and God alone. You said,
brother
you're doing me wrong. You fight on. Well, you fight on. You fight on.
You may be seated.
You fight on.
Thank God for your time. Thank you for your time and your attention.
On. You fight on, keep your hand in God's hand. You fight on,
well,
you fight on. If your sister treats you wrong, take it to your sister and God alone. You say, sister, you're doing me wrong.